There's a radio program out there on the dial called Morning Sickness. It's broadcast from a station in Phoenix, Arizona. And just a few weeks ago, a Phoenix newspaper praised the program, writing that it allowed listeners to laugh at edgy, dark, gloriously twisted jokes. The review may have emboldened one member of the Morning Sickness team. Just a few days later, he called Daryl Kyle's widow. Kyle was the St. Louis Cardinals player who died unexpectedly this summer. The shock jock first praised Mrs. Kyle's looks and then asked if she had a date for the big game. Radio station management eventually realized that such a joke crossed over the twisted dark edge, and they fired the DJ who made the call. A pause to celebrate National Public Radio. Enough about fundraising. But the reality is that not too far down that dial, right now in some city somewhere, there's some unseemly stuff going on, and the courts, for the most part, don't like it one bit. I say don't like it because most times the reported cases favor not radio pranksters, but radio pranksties, people in Mrs. Kyle's position. These people win their cases on claims of intentional infliction of emotional distress, the legal wrong that usually involves a scenario that would lead the average person to cry out upon hearing the fact pattern at the heart of the lawsuit. That's outrageous. One example, perhaps, of such a fact pattern, a radio announcer who opens the newspaper to the weddings page, decides, and then names the ugliest bride from the weekly bridal array. Twice now, in cases from different cities involving different radio stations, courts have decided that a jury should decide whether an announcer-proclaimed ugly bride has a valid claim for intentional infliction of emotional distress. Same outcome in a case involving the infamous Howard Stern and the cremated remains of a certain type of dancer. That's about all that's reviewable. The short of it is that a court found the fact pattern supported a valid intentional infliction of emotional distress claim. There are other cases out there where the radio announcer won, but they involve critical comments about people in the public eye. A police officer, believe it or not, contestant on that ill-fated show, Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? But in the average case, it seems, the person at the other end of the joke, on the other side of the speaker, has the last laugh. Someone like Flynn Kyle, for example, would likely have the basis for a valid cause of action. Meantime, the Cardinals manager, in profound disagreement with the lauding newspaper in Phoenix, told a reporter that he hoped the firing would calm shock jocks around the country, that maybe it would, quote, restrain a few guys, those who belong to a class that goes over the edge. It's debatable whether the firing did the trick. Late last week, the Morning Sickness website boasted wanted posters of the Morning Sickness team, including much information not suitable for broadcast. But if employment sanctions aren't enough, maybe legal ones will help. Bottom line this week, Bob Edwards never, ever sounded so good. I'm Amy Guida.